Hey, y'all, this is Heather McFadyen.
And Cynthia Yanoff.
Welcome to season one of Sidetracked. What you're about to hear originally aired on the Don't Mom Alone podcast.
And so for your convenience, we've put all of our Sidetracked episodes in one place. So enjoy.
Enjoy. Hello, hello. This Hi. Is me on my mic. This is hello. You on your mic.
Hello, hello, hello.
Is it working?
Hello, hello, like it? Hello, hello.
You go and then I'll go.
Okay, what? Huh? How are we doing?
Sound good?
Y'all, welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadyen. This is still the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And the way we do it, the first Friday of the month, is we get sidetracked with Cynthia Yanoff and Heather McFadyen. That's right. Today, we're getting sidetracked with all things fall, homecoming, pumpkin pictures, answering your questions about getting caught up in the comparison trap, and can we just help siblings get along? All these things and more. Are you tracking? Let's get right to it. Here we go. So you tried to share that we went on a date and you may have accidentally made it look like you're getting divorced. And we just want to clear the air. You and Mike are thriving despite our marriage book episode. You're doing great.
Well, yes. Ever since I got the four copies of that marriage book, our marriage is fine. Thank you, everyone. No, you were so kind to invite me to a comedy club night, which I so appreciated.
And free dinner.
Oh, yeah. And a free dinner.
And, thank you, Robin Pugh and your team.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. That was fun. And so then I was trying to be like all Heather McFadyen about it and post on my social. And then I went back and read it like a day later after it was posted. And I realized it totally sounded, I was like, I haven't been asked to be someone's plus one in a long time. And and I was jokingly saying I follow biblical standards in dating. And then I read it. I'm like, oh my gosh, it looks like I'm getting a divorce. So I had to alter it. But that was a fun night. You and I went to a comedy club.
I mean, it's good to learn from professionals, I think.
I thought I was funny. Like, I'm just telling everyone, listen, listeners.
I think people know that you think you're
funny. I think
I'm funny. It's kind of like, we're best friends. Well, I'm your best friend. It's kind of like, I'm funny. Well, you think you're funny.
I do. Like, no.
As long as you're laughing.
Yeah. And at least someone else. But and I'm. Someone is. So, and we went there and I'm like, oh, I'm not funny.
This was, okay, y'all, if Dallas, shout out. If you're in the area, it's called 4-Day Weekend, mm-hmm. and it's improv. So it's a little different than like mm-hmm. the stand-up that we shared about on the previous episode. This is like they're making it up in the moment based yeah. on the audience's suggestions, and that's impressive.
Okay, so it'd be like this.
Are you going to try to be funny right now?
No, I'm going to let you be funny. It would be like me saying, Heather – I'm really sad. My dog died yesterday. Stop. It really did happen, you guys. It's so sad. And it's been a really bad week. And then you break out into a song rhyming with my dog dying and making it yeah. laugh. So let's hear what you got in your improv.
No, I don't. I'm not an improv person.
No, come on. What you got?
Tell me why ain't nothing but some cancer. Dog. Tell me why you gotta put him to sleep. Today, tell me why I don't want to spend 20 grand on my golden doodle. Although they didn't give you a price tag. That's the hardest part when you go into a vet and they tell you your dog's sick. When they tell you you can spend this much and it will save them
yeah.
for 2 days, you're kind of like, but they didn't even do that, which is so kind.
No, they were so great. And by the way, you can sing. I love that about you. You yeah. shouldn't do improv, but you can sing. And we aren't like we're not funny, everyone. So now this has become serious. Like it's a sidetracked.
Well, we were going to record yesterday.
I know.
And it's hard to record a comedy podcast when you're grieving.
I know.
And you might still be. And you're just like putting on your big girl panties.
You guys, I'm not even a dog person. And that's what's been shocking. And I go and I didn't know she was really sick. And I get there and we had to put her to sleep and I had to make the call. And the vet was so compassionate because he's like, there's no decision point, which I'm so grateful for because I didn't have to go through the whole process. But yeah, it's been a little journey over here. So Heather bought me these really
tearing up now.
No, I'm not.
You
Am
are
I?
A little bit.
Okay. She bought me these really pretty flowers. Like she's very crying. Sweet. Okay. But moving on to the comedy club, let me tell you something.
Well, I thought, what do you get? You don't want to get regular flowers because this is the thing, people. If you know someone who's grieving,
yeah.
I will tell you, a lot of people bought us flowers when my dad passed away, which dad, dog, very different. I get that. But flowers die and it's another reminder. It's like, Oh, and even the flowers die. So a plant, unless you don't have a green thumb. Do you have a green thumb?
Ish, enough.
Ish. I mean, I feel like mums, you're just, they don't live very long.
I love a mum though, because I love fall.
Okay,
the circle of life.
Okay.
Okay.
Fall, we made it through the gauntlet of back to school. Three schools for me.
Wait, can
Why am I still singing?
Can I go back 1 second? I'm so sorry. I'm sidetracked.
Sidetrack.
Real quick, back to the comedy thing. So we posted something. I put on my social. It was fine. All that. My son said,
and he commented to our picture.
Which is so weird because like our sons barely act like we exist. Like they're like, oh gosh, they're on the interwebs again, these people. The but he put tough, right?
T-U-F-F.
And I was like, I'm sorry, huh? And then Heather's like, oh.
You're like, tell me more. What do you mean by that? What does this mean to you?
Like, do I look like a linebacker in the picture? Am I?
Or like, wow, that's tough. That's like a tough day, like a hard day.
Or like, tough, like embarrassing. Y'all went to a comedy club. Anyway, so I didn't understand. And Heather had to send me like a reference, or her boys were calling something tough. And we figured that out together. But I wanted to tell you, you know how they.
Tough is good, by the way.
Tough is good. You know how they speak a language, right? These teens, everyone, you know.
Riz. And Riz. W all those- Riz, which. Jason Bateman thought W Riz meant wild charisma or winning. It's a win. It's W, like your win, like an L is lose.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, sidetracked.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So what is your story?
Okay, so listen, we threw this one out on my kids. We also can speak a language, you guys. And I just was thinking about this. When our kids were younger, like our language doesn't always translate backwards to them, right? And so we're in the car with the grandparents, and my father-in-law says something. My kids are being naughty. I'm like, do I need to spank someone? Like joking, like I will get my making a joke about, you know, like I'm gonna pull out my hairbrush like my mom used to do and spank us in the car or whatever.
Yeah,
on the knee or whatever.
Okay, don't send us your DMs. We know spanking.
We know everyone's fine. So my father-in-law says, oh, I'll tell you what, when your dad, my husband, when your dad was naughty, Bootsy, the grandmother. I would just get Bootsy's thong and I would spank our kids.
I would get Bootsy's thong should be a band name. Bootsy's thong.
No.
Bootsy's thong, which
is a flip flop.
It's a flip flop.
It's not a thong, you guys.
But when you put it in our notes, spanking with a thong, I was like, that's not going to hurt unless you're flinging it at him. What? Can you give me your thigh? I'm going to fling it at you. Fling it at you.
This is not a rubber band.
I've been spanked with a paint stir. That'll sting.
Oh,
yeah. Paint stir, the edge, you know?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The rod of correction. I don't know what. Oh, they sold those. Did you ever go to a MOPS meeting and people were selling rods of correction and they were little leather strap?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, really, we might have been bringing up people's trauma. So I'm so sorry. We should put a trauma warning on this part of the episode. Probably with the dog and then the.
Oh, my gosh. This whole episode is a warning.
Bootsy's thong.
I want everyone, please. Will you tell your kids later today if they're naughty that you're going to spank them with your thong?
No.
Please, everyone. We just
parenting
need to know.
Parenting tips.
We
this
just want to
is
know.
All for the parenting
okay.
tips.
Okay. Yeah. It's fall.
Okay. It's fall, y'all.
Finally. Yay.
It's not sweather weather.
No.
Not
gosh,
yet.
No, not. No.
Not in Texas.
It's not fall here.
But mm-hmm. I do feel like we made it through the gauntlet. That was a lot for me. It was exhausting. And I've been on the sidelines with a few moms who are like, man, I'm just. And I said, I think any free time you had was filled with back to school events and keeping up and making sure you have everything. And so we're finally breathing, like we're finally into the routine. And I'm just revving up for HOCO season as a high school mom.
Yeah. Homecoming is coming. And
you have one to do that.
I have one in right now. One high school at the moment. Yeah. And you know, and shout out if she's listening, because I think she listens to this podcast. But
the mom of the
mom
girl,
of Brett's date. Okay. She was really sweet. And she sent me like a week or two ago. And she's like, hey, we haven't really like locked in on the dress. I hope this doesn't mess you up on ordering flowers. And I'm like, have you met me? Like I will, well, it'll be like flowers. Oh no. It's the Thursday before homecoming. But it is a whole thing. And
it's a whole thing.
And I've had a girl that go through and like girl moms hear me. We're all like, oh my gosh, it's like a whole thing. And it is a production in terms of coordinating hair and makeup. If you do
it's
all that, like, and it's totally fine to
spray
not
spray tan now.
Hair, makeup, spray tan. What do they call it? Like Orange Thursday. Cause they all get spray tanned the Thursday before and they look like Cheetos. There's the whole thing at the girl. And then you buy the dress and all that. And you're like, this is really pricey. And then you have a boy and you're like, oh no, that's a whole nother level. Cause they're not primping and all that. But suits aren't cheap and they typically don't want to rewear, nor do they fit in it again.
Not necessarily, yeah.
Yeah. And then you're buying the flowers, right? And then you're buying
the
tickets and the dinner and maybe.
And then here's the deal. One of my boys' high schools, it's a separate weekend, is the homecoming game. Oh, where you okay. get the mum, because mm-hmm. we're in Texas. Mm-hmm. So there's mums, which you've already probably all heard about. This is different from the mums I bought Cynthia. This right. is a mum that a girl wears.
I'm not wearing mine around my neck.
That would have been awesome if I'd made you a mum with ribbons. With Let's like do your that. Dog's name on it as like a memory.
Okay, too soon.
Too soon. But I'm just saying, like, mums that if you literally, you just have to Google Texas mums. If you, I feel like at this point, it's around the internet enough that people know what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If but not, we it, can always post.
But those are like $100. Our school and my other son's school, you pay people to make them and moms make them.
At the school, yeah.
Yeah, but it's, other schools.
You go out and you get
You
it.
Have to buy all the ribbons. Right. And you go to the Hobby Lobby and the ribbon aisle's like
what
empty.
What would be on your mom? Like for my son did his girlfriend's mom. And so it had like a yearbook thing and it had a little softball thing. And it
you
had
You picked the little trinkets Buc-ies. That hang
like,
off.
Yeah, it had trinkets. Like yeah. if
it
I was
costs
making,
money. Each one costs money.
Right. If I was making a Heather McFadden.
What would be on my mom?
Mom, what would my add-ons be?
Drama.
Okay.
I was in, I mean, are we talking about when I was in high school or now?
No, today.
Oh, paint by number.
Nothing gets you a hot date to the homecoming.
Paint by number, people. I would say movies okay. for sure. Okay.
Kava.
Pilates and Kava.
Kava.
Pilates and Kava. You'd have me. If you're like, Heather, let's go do Pilates and then we're going to get Kava. Sold. Highest bidder. I'm ready. Let's go.
Somebody out there is listening to this and they're like, I make really good moms. We would like to ask you to make us a mom. And
what would be on your mom?
Would there be some perk?
What would be on your mom?
My mom would
Your laptop?
My laptop?
Because you're working a lot now with all this stuff you got.
Yeah. What would be it? Maybe a microphone for Mesmerize, like for the podcast. Mike.
Oh, I guess I should have
You
that
could
too.
Have a microphone too. You have a podcast.
Thank you. 10 years. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. I put a microphone on there. Maybe a Jeep because, you know, we're not going to go into that, but I have a Jeep. I just don't drive it much. That, a Jeep. I think I would put maybe like Chick-fil-A because I hang out there with the little a lot.
A giant Whataburger
and a
cup.
Huge Whataburger cup. Whataburger cup. And then something comedy because I'm funny. I put a ha ha.
Would either of, neither of us said Mahjong. But we both would need a Mahjong tile on there. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, no, we've got a lot. These would be heavy.
I would put Sidetracked on it too. Because I do a little promo of our show.
Stop. Speaking of uncomfortable and heavy, I can't think of something more uncomfortable than a bra that you are suffering through, especially when it's got bulky fabric or underwire. I will tell you, I've discovered Honeylove, and their features are so fantastic. It's supportive, no underwire, they have lift, it's soft, it's even pretty. Like if you don't want to have to wear a whole camisole under a shirt, but you want to have a little, you have like a low cut top, the Honeylove crossover bra is my go-to because not only, like I said many times, is it comfortable and supportive, it looks really pretty. And also the backs on these bras, they don't bunch up because of the way they designed this smoothing fabric to prevent any kind of bulging. They even have a more relaxed lounge bra, their V bra, and it is not like creating this uniboob effect. And it doesn't stop there. Honeylove has more than just bras. They have shapewear, tanks, leggings, and they've got you covered for whether you're going every day, you're working out, you're going to a wedding. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/DMA. Use our link to get 20% off honeylove.com/DMA. Cinched, snatched, and lifted. It's hot girl season thanks to Honeylove.
Okay, speaking of bras.
Yeah.
And we were speaking of them because that was the ad, everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honeylove.
Honeylove. Okay. Speaking of bras, I don't know why I'm telling all the grandparents stories today, but one other kind of funny.
Is this about Bootsy?
No, yeah. This isn't Bootsy. This is Grandot. The other, my
Wait,
mom.
Wait, Grandot? I'm always chronicle.
Dorothy.
Like, good.
Grandot,
names.
When she was in high school, homecoming. Let's go back to homecoming. My mom was getting ready for her homecoming dance. And so a really, really, really cute boy in her school, small school, had asked her, not a boyfriend. And so she was like giddy about it. So she goes and she has this long dress. They wear a long dress then at homecoming.
I think, yeah.
maybe
freshmen
some
at TCA they do.
Yeah. Okay. So they wear a long dress. So she had on her dress. She had done all the things. And so she went in her mom's room to look at herself in the long mirror. And her mom's like, beautiful. And so the guy gets there. She goes. They take pictures. They do all the stuff. And she's walking out to the car with him, just the two of them. And he's like just kind of acting awkward and kind of stopping and starting. And she's like, what in the world? And finally they get to the car and he's like, you have something that's pulling behind your dress. And she looks down. She had this full lace dress. And attached to the bottom hemline of the dress was her mom's like 44 double triple D bra that had been picked up while she went in her mom's room to look at the full length mirror. She was dragging
this giant bra.
Yes. And so sometimes when I speak, so once in a while I'll tell that story. And I always talk about like, we're kind of all dragging a little something behind us.
Yeah.
In life. And sometimes we know it. Sometimes we don't. And so we kind of need to be, let's be vigilant. Let's be aware of the things that might be trailing us that we might need to be dealing
trailing
with.
Trailing us and giving a wrong identity. Like he was probably like, wow, that belongs to her. Wow. Score. Double D. All right.
Okay.
But do you remember the season when it was all about getting the perfect pumpkin picture? I wrote about this in Don't Mom Alone. But like the pressure to get all of my boys to the Arboretum, which is here in Dallas, in front of some pumpkins and get a cute pumpkin picture. I put so much, there's so much crying, me and them. No, you didn't.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Can we post a couple of those? Let's post a couple.
We need some pumpkin
pictures. I have one of... And I put him in like, it went one of two ways, like the cutest. I always put him in the cutest outfits, right? Your orange and browns and your Gap and all the things, right? And it was either 99 degrees in Dallas and my kids were sweating
totally
to death. I'm like, I don't care. You have on cute tights and your pumpkin dress and you'd be happy about it.
Yeah.
Or what I had him in was not even warm enough and they're like freezing. And they're,
it's
hard to know. You never know. Yeah, I have them and they're falling over next to pumpkins. I'm just going to say something.
The hay is itchy too.
Oh, the hay. I'm not sure we've had a cute pumpkin picture, but I love them. Still to this day, I go down to the farmer's market with my youngest and I buy myself some mums and like, I don't know, a bale of hay that probably has mice in it. And then I slap my children's, whoever's there on that. And I get the picture and everybody's like, oh. But yeah, let's post some of those.
Yes, you get your picture. Here's the story. When I had two kids, I was totally momming alone. I had a newborn and a two-year-old.
Okay.
I show up at the Arboretum and I see that my church's MOPS group is there. But I thought MOPS, and now they're about to change the brand. Did you know that? To Mom Co. Mom Co.
Oh,
which is good because I thought it was for mothers of actual preschoolers. And I had a two-year-old and a newborn.
Isn't it?
It's for anyone under school age.
Oh, well, I put mine in early.
Schoolers, like before school. Anyway.
What does Mom Co mean?
It's, I don't know. For okay, moms. Never mind. Company of moms. I don't know.
Mom brigade.
But I'm here and they're all together and all the mentors are there. And I'm like totally alone with my two-year-old, my newborn, sweating it out, like you were just saying. And the newborn starts crying, ready to eat. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I had pumped ahead. I was so prepared, getting the bottle out. The two-year-old's losing his mind. One of the mentors comes over and she's like, and she had a British accent. And I've told the story at MOPS groups. And if you've heard it, just listen to it again. And she says, may I help you? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. Lie of the century. We say we're fine. I'm obviously not fine.
I mean, you're never fine when you say you're fine, everyone.
Never fine. But I did not want to accept help because good moms don't ask for help is what I believed.
Yeah.
Right. She thankfully is a really good mentor. And she said, does the toddler have a snack? Like she gave a specific thing that she could do to help. And I was like, oh yeah, snack. And I pointed to the diaper bag and she gets out the snack and she goes to hand it to him. And he grumps so bad, turns his head away from this British woman, denies like her whole offer of kindness. Mm-hmm. And I'm horrified.
Yeah.
I mean, now as if you saw a two-year-old do that, that's
you
like,
wouldn't think.
That's
but back
no
then,
big deal.
Back then, it's a reflection on you. You think.
I had not worked through all of my issues.
Right, me neither.
So I start apologizing. I'm so sorry. It's hot out. It's about to be nap time. He's teething. Mm-hmm. I am saying literally everything.
Yes,
I'm pulling them all out of the toolbox. She goes, dead in the eyes. She looks at me and she says, why as mothers do we feel like we need to apologize for our children? If he wants to be a jerk, let him be a jerk. And you know me, I just start crying. And I'm like, I'm a bad mom because I don't let him be a jerk. But
that's
a
great line.
Right.
Be a jerk.
It was so helpful from then on out to really set myself free. And we talked about that on Monday's episode with Vila of like, let them be their own people. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I think of with fall. I think pumpkins, sweating, doing the like multiple kid dance, and let them be a jerk.
Your British accents. Like, fantastic, for real. Right? Okay, mm-hmm. Real quick though, before we leave fall, one other thing I wanted to mention. Fall is the kickoff to the holiday season.
Oh, all the burrs.
All the things. What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
September, October, November.
Okay, and so my birthday is right before Halloween, so I do enjoy Halloween. I mean, not like your neighbor does, but I do enjoy Halloween, and so I'll say no more there. But I start watching. I need you to know something, everyone. I need everyone to know this. This is not a sponsor, but they should be. I enjoy QVC for 6 weeks of the year, and it starts around October.
And you just watch it, or you purchase things?
I do not purchase. Here's what I want you to know. And QVC, you should sponsor us, because I'm talking at you. I really believe that I would be good at QVC, because I don't know if you guys watch them. Flip it on, everyone. And don't go HSN. Don't try to go high end. No, okay. No, no. It's Sam's versus Costco, right? Like, we're going QVC at Sam's. Okay. Yeah. And so I turn it on. I think it is so mesmerizing, because I didn't mean that as a plug on my podcast, yeah. But it was one. I didn't mean that. But I think it's so mesmerizing, because I literally could not care one bit about your dumb trinket. And by the end, I'm like, I got to have it. Like, compelling.
The salesmanship.
I can't even get the words. And I'm like, I would be good at that. I can talk about nothing. Literally, we're sitting here doing it. I can talk about nothing. And
you could convince me to buy.
I think I could. And so I start walking. The reason it's this time of year and it's 6 weeks is because they start doing the holiday push, right? I love Thanksgiving, Christmas. Everyone does it mostly. But I mean, like, I have a weird, like.
So they're selling like themed Thanksgiving things,
maybe not as much. That's the food. So they're like, you've got to order your beef tenderloin. Like, sure you do. And they're going to
beef tenderloin.
Yes, they sell, and they cut it, and they let it drip, and they take bites. They're like, oh,
selling beef on QVC. I have been totally out of it.
You guys,
I thought they were selling like jewelry and.
Okay. And so then
they sell Candace Camaray's clothing.
Yes. And Christmas trees. Okay. Love her. Christmas trees. They're going to sell you some garland. They're going to sell you some meemaw, like old timey ornament. When do you have
time for this?
Oh, you know, I don't do anything. So, no, I turn it on sometimes like at night, like if I'm making dinner, or really late at night when I'm tired, and I'll flip it on. And then my husband comes in, and then we start getting cracked up, and we're like, I do need that 9-piece mixing bowl nesting set. Stop. Which you do, because your kid broke yours the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I just want everyone to tell.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened while we were at the comedy club. Yeah. I was like, oh, wait, we were about to take a picture, and I saw my phone. Unknown was calling, which I said, oh, this is my son. You're like, how did you even know that it was him? It's the Alexa. He calls through the Alexa.
Oh, okay.
And it says unknown. And he was making mac and cheese for his brother, which so sweet. Grabbing a bowl, knocks over 10. Of the bowls, and they're all like smashed all over the ground. And I'm telling you what, I came home and there was shards still.
Like, it looked like there had been.
And my other son was sitting on the counter because his foot had been cut by the shards. So it was a situation. Yeah, we're going to need, I need bowls from QVC.
So everyone, I just want y'all to watch QVC. It's that time of year. And I'm just telling you, by the end, I've purchased a few things over the years there. Look up Halo. That's one of my big ones for your car. I do swear by the Halo. I have a weird thing about the Halo.
Wait, what?
It's like a small box and it jumps your car. Like, even like our huge cars, it jumps it. It has an air tire pressure thing. It puts air in your tires. It's all this little tiny thing. I put it on my college kid high school cars. But anyway, sold. It's QVC time of year. And if you watch QVC, if there's an item.
I don't know that I'm going to do this.
Yes, you are, people. I want to have a favorite things party this year where you have to bring your favorite QVC item, like random item. Not like, I think this is a seriously great item, but like hilarious. So
there you go. Wasn't there a movie about a gal who created the mop that you could, it would wring it out itself.
I remember that.
And
one.
It was, she got big because she was on QVC.
Like, who makes a movie about that?
It was a fascinating movie about a young entrepreneur. Speaking of amazing young entrepreneurs, one of the things I loved and wanted to work with Thrive Cosmetics is hearing the story of the creator and how she had a friend who was walking through cancer and cancer treatment, and she wanted to create a beauty line that was 100% vegan, cruelty-free, clean products with high performance, and also give back to communities so they could thrive. That's why it's called Thrive Cause. It's spelled cause like a cause, something you do for other people. So it supports communities. And these products work. So it's like bing, bang, boom. You get the clean product, you give the giving back, and they really work. I'm telling you, every single day I use the Liquid Lash Extensions mascara. It lasts me all day. I have kind of close set eyes. And so typically other mascaras, it starts getting like dark circles under my eyes because of the flaking or the smudging. Not with Thrive Cosmetics. It looks like lash extensions, but I don't have the damage from glue or the salon prices. And here's my favorite part. It removes so easily. It just slides right off with warm water and a washcloth. And it's nourishing my eyelashes so they grow stronger and longer. And that's why they look like lash extensions. They have this flake-free tubing formula that wraps around each lash. It lengthens and defines the lash. If you're going to cry, it's not going to be all smeary all over your face, but it's going to stay. Amazing. Thrive Cosmetics is a luxury beauty brand that gives back. And right now you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/DMA. That's Thrive Cosmetics. It's spelled CAUSEMETICS.com/DMA. And for every product purchased, like I said, Thrive Cosmetics is donating products and funds to help communities thrive. So you can be a part of that. Go check it out. ThriveCosmetics.com/DMA. So we reached out to some of y'all to get ideas on what we should get sidetracked on. Obviously, we're really good at getting sidetracked on ourselves. Very good. But y'all had some thoughts. And one was the comparison trap. Comparing to other moms, comparing to other houses, comparing to other financials. I mean, are you comparing to my African masks? And you're thinking, wow.
That are hanging on the wall over here?
They're hanging above the computer. I mean, I just think, yeah, comparison trap, of course. It's like a constant.
That's a good one.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard one. And I think like.
Do you even get caught up? It seems like you don't care.
No, I care, but only about the things I care about, right? And
oh,
so,
okay.
Like, there's, like, aren't we all that way? Like, yeah, there's certain that things that aren't going to ring my bell that I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Good you for be you. You, Molly.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But then there's things I'm like, ooh. And, like, if you tap into achievement for me, like, that's hard for me. Some of those things that I know are a problem, like, I have to work through. And so, I think, I mean, my thoughts are a couple. Yeah. One, like, we all have that quote on our desk. Is it Teddy Roosevelt? That's like, here, comparison is a thief of joy.
Oh, which is not actually his. I had to Google it when I researched for my book.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's another person that said it before
him. He like, AI'd that? He ChatGPT'd that?
ChatGPT'd.
Right?
Yeah.
But, okay, so.
So we know we shouldn't do it.
Yeah, but practically speaking, like, what does that actually mean? And so I think you're on a really good path if you actually know the things that are going to get to you. Mm. Like, and so being kind of vigilant about that, like, okay, wait, that does bother me. And I see that bother me a lot. And why is that? Digging in a little bit on that has been something that's kind of helped me. But then the other thing
was just kind of getting curious, like, oh, yeah. Noticing, huh, I'm not, right. Not being very content here and I'm comparing and I wonder why. What am I, what's going on in me?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and as you're saying that, I'm thinking this, do you struggle more in comparison? You don't have to answer this if you don't want to. But we're going Jerry Springer here.
Yeah, tell me.
No, but do you struggle more in comparison, like when you're looking at your peers, or do you struggle more in comparison when it's things that would impact your children?
Hmm. I think my issue in general is comparison all the time.
Interesting.
Like trying to see where I fit and always that feeling of falling short. Like there's something wrong with me. That I don't know how to do this, or that I fail in this area of homemaking, or with my kids, or, you know, with mom social things. Like I always am comparing.
See, that just took really any air out of jokes I was going to make about you because then I felt like now I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So well, she's real insecure about this.
No, that's good. I mean, you're aware that that's something. And so for me, it's only certain things, but I was reading this book and that has like been like so life-changing only because the season I'm in, but I've been listening to it on audio actually. And it's called This Dream's Not For You. Maybe it's That Dream's Not For You. Something similar to that. I think his name is Wade Joy, I believe. And here's something that really struck me in that is that sometimes I fall into this trap of like a dream I've had in my head that I've thought my whole life was going to be something. When it doesn't happen, I either, one, am I identified by the failure of that dream? So let's say my dream, this was not my dream, but let's say my dream is that I'm going to be on QVC. Yeah, all right. Well, the totally. Fact I didn't make it to QVC, I have a couple choices in my head. I can either say I'm not good enough for QVC, and so I put my identity in the fact that dream didn't come true. Or two, I can say God's not good enough. And he didn't allow me that dream. And either place I allow that dream to place identity is not healthy. And yeah. So that's what comparison I've found has done in my life, is I start looking at other people's dreams, other people's accomplishments.
Their journeys even.
Yes. And
like that may not be your.
That's not for you. And yeah. Even if you've been on a journey that was yours at some point, and the Lord can say like, that's not your journey anymore. Mm-hmm. Like the Lord gives, he takes away. And so he can start you on a new journey, but you can't go on the new journey if you can't walk away from the old dream. And so I've had, this book has meant a lot to me, but one thing that it said that I think is really pivotal in comparison. Are you ready, everyone?
Drop it.
I mean, really, I'm making this really big. Down. And then everyone's going to be like, that wasn't that good.
Okay.
But just because someone else, I'm going to air quote, won,
yeah.
doesn't mean you lost.
Oh, their win is not your loss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's that's pivotal in there, because
that's a scarcity mindset. Like there's yes. only so many wins out there. And yes. if they get a win, then I can't get a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then I go from that to say this, and I think we should do an episode on this later, everyone. I'm just going to tell you this, but I think we have got to do better at cheerleading each other as moms.
Yeah.
And I don't, and maybe you just did an episode on that. I do apologize.
I'm a big fan of that.
But I do think, well, you're very good at it. And I think that's something we need to do better. And I think what happens if we let comparison get in the way, and a way to maybe look to see if you're struggling with comparison issue, like, can you cheerlead other people? Can you cheer on someone when they're not in the room? I read somewhere on social, someone was saying like, in a room full of opportunities, have the friend that's shouting out your name instead of their own. And so I start thinking about this whole idea is if we are not careful with this whole comparison trap, then we don't cheerlead other people well. And there's people around us that we need to be cheerleading. I mean, that from biblically speaking, we need to be building people up, but just from, it's the right thing to do.
I just think when you know even what's valuable for your friends and their kids. So we have friends, and I know they really value football. I know that my one friend, she went to SMU. Her son got picked to play varsity football this Friday night, and they're playing at the SMU stadium.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
When our family is cheering. We're not thinking, well, why isn't my son getting picked?
Right.
To go? Not even one. So then what did I see? Like, my son's excited for his friend. Like, in surrounding ourselves with other people who think that way, I think I'm more drawn to moms when I know that this is an open conversation and you're just as excited for my child to have a win when you've seen all that they've been through, or that what matters to them. And they're like, oh, great. That's awesome. They're getting that opportunity. I think that is something you model as a parent, how you respond to other people's kids, and then your kids will follow suit. And I've seen my boys like be excited for their friends versus like, man, they're taking a spot that I could have had, you know?
It is. And you know what? We even do it on behalf of our kids. Like, it would be easy. It could be easy for you to be like, your kids are fine with it. They're so excited. And you find yourself jealous of that accolade. And the thing is you guys, like, let's just be real. It feels like 10% of the kids get all the acknowledgement and all the recognition and all the things, right? That 10%. And so I'm going to go a step further and say the ones, we got to be willing to cheer on the ones that it feels like they have it all, because we know that's just a glimpse in time. Yeah, nobody has it all.
Totally. And the people that you might be jealous of, let's say even professionally for us, like the ones who maybe have the big book deals or the ones who have the platforms, I often find they have a really hard story that got them there.
Right.
And you really don't want the whole thing.
Yeah.
If you really get down to comparing every part, because we just want to compare to the good parts and the successes and the outcomes and the win. Mm-hmm. But do you really want the whole of the story that got them there, or what the sacrifice was, or what they don't have that you do have? Like, I just think if you could narrow in on your God-given space and occupy your God-given space, you're going to find peace. You're going to find peace, and you're going to find clarity and confidence.
Yeah, she plugs that book well. I like that.
Get your copy in the link in the show notes. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of books, but I have a book coming out in February. We don't need to talk about it. Other than I will say this. I'm finding in this time the people that cheerlead like so well.
Yeah, that's true. And I thought you were going to say you're finding that you should have called it something else because.
Oh my gosh.
You're living out the life is messy I mean, literally every text I get from you is another sad thing. I feel so horrible.
Well, now
for you.
You make it sound like I'm that friend.
No, I just think that I've known you before and I know you during the season. It's been a hard season.
Oh my gosh, the last 2 months. Yeah. The life.
So I'm like, when we compare, I'm like, well, I'm doing better than Cynthia. And I'm like, life is pretty good. No, yeah, it's real. I mean, you're living out the message of life is messy.
God is good.
God is good.
That's the title. That's my walk at the moment. And it's funny because
you've had a few chapters at the end.
Well, you told me you were like, you know, before they print your book, it's going to get real. Like, you know, and it's been real, real hard over here. And it's funny because my book just started pre-orders. And so I'm like, oh, is this why? Like, this is, I don't want to pin everything to that. But it would be, this is like to underscore what we're talking about. This would be an easy time. Not that anybody's looking over at Cynthia Ganoff and saying, oh my gosh, I only wish. But if you were to be like, man, it's, she gets to be on Heather McFadden's podcast and she's got a book out coming out in a few months and all these things. Like there's, I tend to be one that will tell you everything, but if I was going to make that look shiny and just internet perfect, it would be easy to be like, wow, man, what's she doing right that I'm not. And I'm just saying, here's the real, real underneath it. It's been really hard and really ugly.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's my 2 cents on comparison is figure out what your thing is that you compare and acknowledge it, identify it. If you don't know, ask your husband or your wife, if you're a man listening or your whoever, figure it out what your thing is. And then two, like, I think from that, you need to start one. You need to, we need gratefulness for where we are and what we have. And then three, I think we got to start cheerleading other people and don't let these things get in the way of it. And once you start cheering on people, it gets easier. It really does.
Yeah. Well, I think letting go of these ideals. Mm-hmm. There was another person who asked a question about siblings who don't get along. Mm. I just think in the definition of siblings, it equals not getting along. Mm. Like you're human beings in a household sharing space and wanting the attention of your parents. Yeah. And like to just start from a base of they won't get along. Because what I will do is I will see a family and I'll be like, oh my gosh, their family's perfect. And they're all hugging in every pictures and they're always peaceful and they never fight. And I get jealous. The comparison leads me to think something's wrong with our family because they don't get along.
Do you get big feelings?
Big feelings. I love peace. But I think it was helpful when even Bruce was like, if you don't fight, you don't care.
Mm.
Like sometimes big feelings come from, I really love you and I really have strong emotions. Mm-hmm. Now there can be toxic versions of this, like four Christmases. Oh, do you remember when he goes to his home and it's like WWF with his brothers?
Yes.
Okay. That is not my house with my four boys, but
I love that.
We can be verbally, you know, not so kind sometimes. And you've had that your boys are not close in age.
They're not close in age, but they spar. I mean, you wouldn't think a 16-year-old and a 7-year-old would, but so the other day I was kind of telling you as we were chuckling about the other day, my little one got so mad at my high schooler.
Yeah.
And he's like, I could tell like he's getting ready to rip out something. He's going to say like the bad word if he had one. And he goes, you are not one of Father Abraham's many sons. I was like, tell me you're a Christian without telling me you're a Christian, people.
And this is where we're going to introduce a new character.
To our show.
Yeah.
Tracy.
Our Tracy.
Our own personal Tracy. Shout out Tracy Cook.
Tracy Cook. Because Tracy is not like in this.
She's not in the
Christian culture.
Well, here's
where
the deal.
We sometimes drop things and we all like.
Tracy is like one of my dearest friends, and Tracy is my Jewish friend, and she's awesome because she listens to all my podcasts. And then she's always like, "Hey, when y'all are talking about like the enemy, what are we talking about? Like the devil?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Okay." And then I realize, like, I'm realizing the words, not you and I necessarily, but even I use on my own podcast or we use together, that don't resonate with people who haven't grown up in this whole like.
Or even people who, with that new statistic that said of the people who go consistently to church, very few are reading their Bibles. So there's just, we can't assume biblical literacy. But then there is Christian culture that's a whole nother thing that's not biblical literacy.
I mean, I might as well have said that I will spank you with my thong. I mean, when I say some of these things. So you and I like another podcast. We love another podcast. We cannot recommend it because the language is
got the E rating on it.
It does?
Explicit, yeah.
Oh, I couldn't feel worse about ourselves.
Yeah, we're terrible
people. It's hilarious. And
don't go listen to it.
Do not listen. We're not even mentioning the name. It's so good. But in it, they refer to Tracy, which is one of their sisters. If you listen to this, you know exactly what we're talking out, and she never knows anything about Hollywood.
Yes, the entertainment industry. So if they drop something that's very like insider
Then they're like, Tracy. Well, Tracy, this means blah, blah, blah. Tracy's not even on the show. No. Nothing. And so we've been laughing at that. I'm like, we have our own Tracy, yes. My friend Tracy. So whenever we drop Christian legalese from here on out, we're going to say Tracy.
What we mean. So she might know Father Abraham as it.
Yes, as a and Jewish person, but she may not understand that that reference is to the VBS song that is crusty as the day is long. Oh, and apparently man. We're still teaching it because he sang it this summer and he does the full spin around, sit down. And we all have to do it as a family. You know,
Father
song.
Abraham had many sons.
Yeah.
And many sons mm-hmm. had Father are we getting sued Abraham. For this? I'm one of them. And so are you.
She's still going.
So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, right foot, left foot. But it was a song, Tracy. And
yes.
And so he apparently.
He's like, you're not one of Father Abraham.
The biggest critique he could make of his brother is you're not one of Father Abraham.
I mean, he's out of all the tribes. Or I don't even know what that means. But the tribes of Judah.
I don't even know if he's correct.
I don't even know what that means.
We must be grafted in because.
Yeah, right.
I'm not, I mean.
So anyway. Yeah, they don't get along. Our kids don't get along sometimes. And you know what? Everyone. If your
kids are fighting right now as you're trying to listen to this show.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Someone told me one time, when I was a young mom, if you haven't yelled at your kids, you don't spend enough time with them. And I was like, that's freeing. Because
and if your kids don't fight, they haven't spent enough time together.
Right, then your family isn't together enough. So there you go.
Yeah, well, I think there's truth in that. And maybe we could put in the show notes a couple links to the Connected Families. They teach you how to walk them through the peace process of like how to help guide your kids in biblical reconciliation. Because honestly, sibling relationships... And if you have an only child, you have friends who have kids. They are like their siblings. I know you do. And so these sibling or sibling-esque relationships are preparing them for marriage and for roommates and for life in a job where you bump up against people, you make each other mad, and you have to learn how to reconcile. So my thing is less, will they get along? It's, okay, they're not going to get along. How are you going to help them work through hearing somebody else's view? How did their actions impact someone else? Like, that's just the process of living life together.
And it's so important, I think, to do it well. And I have not. But it's so important to do it well because as adults, we should do that well. And somebody submitted that question. I think that's for another show. But we should really talk about that. Like, how do you resolve adult conflict?
Yeah.
Like, our kids are watching how we do it. And so I've really tried to make a point recently of not just brushing over and like, I love everyone and they're all my fan. Like, I'm willing to say, like, that's not my person, I don't think, in this season. And let me tell you why. And trying to work through that biblically on my own, but also speak it to the extent it's obvious to
it's
my kids.
It's setting that boundary when you recognize this isn't a relationship worth working through the conflict. And then the ones that are, I've had that where it's like, wow, no, this person's super valuable. And I'm really grateful that I pushed in and I care fronted. I think we did talk about that in one episode, right?
Care fronted?
Right. Did we talk about that?
What's going on? What just happened?
That's from college when I was a PA. And they instead of, you know, confronting, you'd say you care front because you care enough. You care enough to bring it up. Anyway.
We should look that up in the Urban Dictionary. I've been looking up things. Did you know there's a word called mom petition, like instead of competition? Mom petition.
Oh, I've heard someone say they're a mompreneur or a momaholic. Like that they're so like a workaholic, like no but they're into the mom.
No one said of me. Well, we have lots of further discussions we could have.
So much that we are excited to talk about. But next month, we have a special.
Okay, I'm going to tee this up. Next month, we're getting ready to blow your mind, folks, because it is, another drum roll, please. Thank you. Heather's 10-year podversary.
I feel like I should quit. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you shouldn't. No, you know what? I literally think, were you using a tin can? Like I probably was.
I was using my, I don't even think I had a mic. I think I just had my laptop.
That was very like
into
so
my laptop.
Entrepreneurial. Yeah. I can't even say the word.
I took a healthy risk. You took a healthy risk.
You should read that book. What Occupy Your Space.
Occupy Your Space.
Did I get it right?
Right where you belong. Occupy Your Space is the subtitle. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to do that next month and it's going to be really fun. And I've planned a few little surprises.
What?
I really have. I've planned a few little surprises. And so everyone... That will be coming out in November.
First Friday in November.
And we're going to celebrate Heather. And you know what you could do?
What?
If you wanted to, people?
Yeah.
That I would really love.
Yeah.
You could DM Cynthia Yanoff. Or, and you could like leave
at Cynthia Yanoff on Instagram.
Cynthia Yanoff. send me just little notes of things you've loved about the podcast, Heather's, not me, about Heather's, if there were.
Tell me what you love about Mess Rice.
Would you mind telling me what you like about my podcast?
Yeah.
No, tell me things you love. We might interject some of those too. Mm. But so DM me, folks, Cynthia, at Cynthia Yanoff. And then we're gonna talk about all about Heather next month.
Oh my gosh, so fun. All right, thanks y'all. Bye. Thank you for getting sidetracked with us. I'm going to pray real quick over us and these issues of comparison and conflict. Lord, I pray that you would help us keep our eyes fixed on what is ours and what is not ours to control. Just help us be grateful for what is good and what is going on in our lives. Help us recognize we don't always see the whole story in someone else's perfectly crafted picture, which we know, but we just need another reminder. God, please keep our eyes fixed on what is true and what and help us to do our best with our families to reconcile when needed, to make amends when necessary, to not see conflict as a mark of failure in our homes, and to always seek you for guidance on whatever is going on in our family. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we'll be back here on Monday. I've got a great episode I cannot wait to share with you. Super pumped about it. So meet me back here. And don't forget, Cynthia's always doing her thing over at the Mesmerize podcast. Go give her a listen and a follow. All right. Adios. Bye.